Well, we want to look now at a coastal phenomenon in the Pacific Northwest, extra high tides in winter, king tides, which push water right up to the edge of some homes and businesses. And climatologists say these tides will only get worse as sea levels rise. EarthFix reporter Eilish O'Neill visited vulnerable communities in Oregon and Washington State.
Tom and Marie Course live on the far east side of Port Townsend, on the northeast point of Washington State's Olympic Peninsula.
We are on the beach. Yep.
Since the Course's house was built 3 decades ago, ice caps have been melting, and the ocean's been expanding as it warms up. The Courses got a taste of just how close the sea might come to their home in March 2016, when a massive storm blew into Port Townsend at the same time as a king tide. A king tide is an extra high, high tide that happens in the winter, when the moon is closer to the Earth. Scientists say king tides can give us an idea of what normal high tides will look like within a couple decades. That day in March 2016, just before dawn, 60-mile-per-hour winds pushed the unusually high water toward the Course's house.
We probably had 4 to 6 foot waves coming ashore here. There was a lot of spray hitting the east side of our house, and you could feel vibrations coming through the house. I got out of bed and came out and looked, and I thought, oh my goodness, if this goes on, we're going to have to move the house.
On the West Coast, nearly 200,000 people live on land that's likely to get flooded during the next few decades. And it's not just houses that are at risk. It's billions of dollars of infrastructure. Sewage treatment plants could be destroyed by saltwater and need to be modified or moved. The Port of Tacoma and other highly contaminated Superfund sites could soon be underwater, and hundreds of miles of roads might get regularly flooded.
The implications of sea level rise are more expensive than we could ever imagine having budget to cover.
Guillaume Moget is an expert on flooding and climate change adaptation at the University of Washington. He says, even if we stop emitting carbon tomorrow,
we're virtually guaranteed to get 6 inches of sea level rise in the next 50 years.
It's more than a foot above where the sea was in 1900, which is when a lot of the region's infrastructure was built. Moget adds, even though the West Coast storms aren't as dramatic as storms on the East Coast, communities here are just as vulnerable to sea level rise because homes and infrastructure are built so close to the water. One way to get a glimpse of the future is to look at a king tide today. That's why I headed to Bud Inlet during one of January's king tides to meet Eric Christensen, who does sea level rise planning with the City of Olympia's Public Works Department.
We're looking at Bud Inlet in the City of Olympia.
Bud Inlet's on the very southern tip of Puget Sound.
We've got a tide coming in that should hit about 17 feet, which happens a few times a year here. You know, with a foot of sea level rise, we could see this happening maybe 30 times a year. A few times a year, we'd see water creep over the shoreline and flood up to 20, 25 square blocks of downtown.
Christensen says a tide like today's, plus that 6 inches of sea level rise scientists say we're guaranteed to get, could mean
you'll begin to see water in the streets. This corner here will flood. Columbia Street, the next block over, will flood. The parking lot that you parked in, you wouldn't want to walk to your car.
Christensen estimates it will cost $60 to $65 million to protect downtown Olympia from a rising sea. But if the city does nothing to prepare, the damage would cost billions.
Sea level rise is inevitable, and sea level rise is going to change the landscape. This is my community, and I feel very strongly that I'd like to protect it.
Back in Port Townsend, Tom and Marie Course's short-term plan is to keep building the berm between the beach and their house higher and higher. But long-term,
these houses will probably have to be moved. That's probably the final outcome, but it won't affect Marie and myself because we'll be gone.
For Here and Now, I'm Eilish O'Neill.